from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, a big day around the NFL, a big day in Steelers world. Roster's got to be cut from 90 to 53 by 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Steelers probably looking at inside corner, probably looking at wide receiver. Caboli said perhaps some outside linebacker depth. We know that there are expanded practice squads, and you can be a veteran and still be on the practice squad. So a lot of guys that you might go, oh my gosh, you feel like you're saying goodbye to today, they'll probably be back in short order. But we've talked about the fact that the Steelers reportedly have been talking to the Broncos about Tim Patrick, who hasn't played in 2 years because he had an ACL and then an Achilles in each of the last two seasons. They've talked to the Texans, reportedly, about John Metchie III, who only had 158 yards last year on 16 catches, missed his first NFL season after being diagnosed with leukemia. So both would be bounce-back kind of candidates. This is what we're waiting for now. I'm annoyed, and by 4 o'clock I might be angry about this. Deontay Johnson was on your team.
Yep.
Dante Jackson probably would have been cut. I've heard some people push back about that. The reporting at the time was that Dante Jackson was going to be cut. You could have had Jackson. You could have had Deontay. Deontay could have been flipped for Ayuk. You could have Ayuk by now. Or maybe Deontay Johnson would be happy because the ball would be coming his way because you got two quarterbacks that can throw the ball your way. And now here they are on the last biggest transactional day before the season. And we're talking about whether or not it would help the team that you're going to get a guy that had fewer than 200 yards last year and a guy that hasn't even played in the last two seasons. That's where we are. I think Omar's done a great job this offseason. But if we're talking about Van Jefferson as the number two and Quez Watkins and Scotty Miller are still hanging around come September 8th, I think it's going to have been a huge failure. They created a hole that they have not filled. And I think it's fairly, it's unforgivable, really.
You know who I'm most mad about that they missed out on?
Please.
Jahan Dotson. The Eagles just traded for him, what, last week? I think I was out. I don't know if you talked about it or not, but like that's a prime candidate for a number two receiver, in my opinion.
It made me feel, Doran, like they thought they were still close on Ayuk.
Yeah.
So I would have made that move. I think that's another upside kind of player.
Uh-huh.
If they miss out on guys because they miss out on Ayuk, I think people have a right to be real mad.
Yeah.
Like, it's understandable you pass up on that because you're waiting, but you better get it done. And if you don't get it done, now you missed out on Ayuk. Or excuse me, you missed out on Jahan Dotson. You're right. They could have also had Mike Williams. He signs with the Jets. They had a scheduled meeting with him. They never wound up having the meeting because he goes to the Jets first. Get him out to Pittsburgh first. Promise him some Sarah's candy or a Primanti sandwich or something. Get him here. Sign him. Have a backup plan. Van Jefferson ain't no backup plan. You're right. They missed out on a number of guys. And it's frustrating. Because I think they're pretty close. They don't have an upper echelon quarterback. I get that. But they're pretty close to having a really good roster apart from that. And they got two holes. You can comb over slot corner. You can. They've done that forever. Really care about corners less than any other players on that defense, and it's worked out well for them historically. You've got a great pass rush. You've got a good safety tandem. You've got good inside linebackers. You can comb over that. You can't comb over wide receiver if your number two is Van Jefferson.
Nope.
And here we are. Like, it's rubber meets the road day. And how about Stephon Diggs? You know, the Bills trade Diggs to Houston. They give up a sixth-round pick and a fifth-rounder, and it was a second-round pick to get Stephon Diggs. Couldn't have been involved in that one?
Right.
Like, they traded him, Buffalo did, as a Super Bowl contender to a team that fancies itself a Super Bowl contender. The Bills, the last two times they played the Steelers, they beat them in the playoffs and whooped up on them in the regular season. So it's not like you don't want to ship the guy in conference. They already did that. Second round pick for Stephon Diggs. Man, I'm telling you, by September 8th, we could do a whole show on all the guys they missed out on waiting around and hoping for Brandon Ayuk.
So they better get him.
You better get him. You better get him. Because if they walk away from all this with Tim Patrick or John Metchie, it's not going to be good enough. I mean, I would do it short of Ayuk. Like, it has a chance to make you better. But those are massive flyers. And I'm more inclined to do it with Metchie, too, because second-round pick, it's his third year in the league. You don't have to squint that hard to say, oh, wow, that's a good find. Whereas Tim Patrick, like the player, he hasn't played two seasons. Yeah, I mean,
what's he really going to do?
And he turns 31 in November.
Yeah, no.
6'4", physical receiver. You watch the highlight film a couple years. If you told me you got the guy from a couple years ago, it'd be great.
I mean, the torn ACL and an Achilles?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, come on, what are we doing?
When someone just texts in Kadarius Toney. This is what we're doing. This is, no. I wouldn't have him on my CFL roster, Doran. And B, when people are throwing around, hey, how about Juju, who just got signed? How about Kadarius Toney? How about John Metchie III? How about Tim Patrick? You know what that means? You done screwed up. Unless you get IU.
Yep.
And I was reading that some in sports talk radio circles out by the bay have said Ayuk and his agent might view the contract yesterday signed by CeeDee Lamb as one that they want to emulate a little bit.
Mm.
Look, Ayuk ain't that good.
No.
So he's not going to get that. But if he uses that as the framework and wants more than the Niners are willing to offer, again, we come back to the whole tax situation over here. You almost have to get Ayuk now or it's a total disaster. You're right about that.
You got to sweeten the deal.
You got to. I don't even think you need to give up more, but I think you offer to pay him more. And you make the 49ers offer look ridiculous, minuscule by comparison. I just can't believe here we are a couple of weeks out from the regular season and we're talking about Kadarius Toney. Texter, why is DK Metcalf not being mentioned? Because there wasn't one single rumor this offseason linking DK Metcalf to the Steelers. The only reason that we hypothesized about that in the back or in the past is because they had a cap crunch in Seattle.
Yes.
But they fancy themselves contenders, so they don't want to move on from DK Metcalf. What a disaster.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.